Welcome to the People Who Read People podcast. I'm Zach Elwood. In this podcast, we talk to people about reading people, understanding and predicting human behavior. In this episode, recorded February 20th, 2021, I interview an 8-year-old. We talk about topics like how she knows other kids want to be her friend, how she knows parents or other adults are upset with her, tricks she uses to watch more TV, the etiquette around infection tag, one of her favorite games, her thoughts on various supernatural beings, including Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. If you want to learn more about this podcast, go to readingpokertells.video. Okay, here's the interview. Do you think you're good at reading people, understanding what they're doing?
Not really.
Why not?
Because, well, it's kind of hard.
It's hard to understand what people are thinking?
Mm-hmm.
When you're at school, how can you tell people at school want to be your friends?
Because they want to play with me, and they want to have fun and play infection tag. We like to play infection tag.
Infection tag? Is that like a COVID thing?
It's technically tag, but if you tag that person, they're it with you.
Did you play that before coronavirus?
Yes.
Hmm. So you've played it for a long time.
Well, I've only played it a little bit, but we started playing infection tag when I went to that school.
Oh, okay.
That's like our favorite game. Until we got the basketball hoop.
What about adults like teachers or parents or any other adults? How can you tell when they might be angry with you? Are there certain signs of the way they act?
My mom used to give warning one and warning two and warning three, and she still does that a little bit.
Is that the main way you can tell she gives you warnings? What about
I can also tell when she raises her voice.
Oh, yeah, raising voice. That's a good one, yeah. What about teachers? Are there ever signs you get like, oh, I got to be careful because they're getting
Well, my teacher moves us to either yellow or red. If we're like kind of being not that cooperative, we get moved to yellow. Or if we're being not cooperative at all, then we get to red.
They tell you, make it very clear when they're upset with you.
Also, we have these little conversations about what we can do better, because now Miss has a bell, so when we line up, she rings the bell so we can clean up and go back.
Oh, and that's when you know what she expects from you. What about when your brother gets upset? Are there signs that you know he's in a bad mood and you have to act differently?
He usually goes up and does something. He would, like, do something that I wouldn't expect him to do.
Oh, and that's a sign maybe he's in a bad mood or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to act differently around him or other people when they're upset?
Kind of.
Yeah. Do you change how you act towards him when he's upset?
He kind of just goes into my room, or he hides where I can't find him.
Mm. Are there things that you do to trick people, like when you're talking about tricking your parents into getting able to watch TV?
Oh, yeah.
Can you explain what were the things you did to trick them?
One time, put on his red velvet, and I said I loved my mom, and then said I love you, and then we got to watch movies because it's so cute in his red velvet.
So that's a red velvet outfit that he wears. Has it worked more than once? Have you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But we haven't done that particular one.
Oh, okay. Do you have any other tricks like that you use to
Sometimes I tell my parents how many minutes is left of the show, and then I finish the show, and then I start another episode.
Oh, that's tricky. And they're not paying attention.
No, because they're usually watching their show.
Watching their show. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Do you think people are hard to understand?
When they speak a different language, like Spanish.
That's hard to understand.
Yes.
But if they're speaking English, do you think they're pretty easy to understand?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to tell what people are thinking sometimes, though? Because sometimes they'll say one thing and mean another thing, right? Isn't that confusing?
Mm-hmm.
Like your mom and dad and us, we all sometimes say serious things, but we're joking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy for you to understand when... Or do you sometimes think they're being serious, but they're actually joking?
Sometimes I think they're being serious, and then when other people laugh, I know it's a joke.
Oh, yeah, okay. Have you ever had somebody tell you something that you didn't understand, and then you thought maybe they were being very serious, but it turns out...
No.
You never got scared or upset based on something someone said. Okay. So it sounds like you mainly just hear people laughing in response, so you know that they're...
Well, sometimes my brother's annoying, and I get upset because he's, like, being annoying, and he's saying bad words to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's singing a song that involves him hating me.
Oh, when he says mean things to you, is he being serious or is he joking?
He's being serious because sometimes he gets mad at me.
But it's possible to be mad at somebody and still mostly love them, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't mean much that somebody's mad at you in the mm-hmm. moment. You understand that it's just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes he's kidding around with you when he's being mean too, right? So he's not actually mean.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. People are confusing, I think. You have to interpret what they're saying, and there's so many different levels of what they're saying sometimes.
Mm.
Can you think of anything at school that happened where somebody said something that people were confused by?
Well, sometimes says there has to be base. Because sometimes we're playing infection tag, and I'm it, and I say, there's no base. And then says, there has to be base. And then I'm like, well, then I'm going to quit if you...
Why does he insist on the base?
Because he's always in the base. He never leaves the base. That's technically... where he goes. He technically never goes out.
What do the other kids want? Do they want the base or not want the base?
It's funner without the base. And plus you get base when if I'm chasing someone else and someone's not chasing you, then you get base.
Mm. What do you think of Santa Claus?
He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to put baking powder under the chimney so his foot runs. I bet a lot of kids do that.
Is the Tooth Fairy a real person?
Yes, but no. Yes and no. Because I found my tooth in the cabinet of my house, and I knew it was my tooth because there was a red sparkle in it. Because a red sparkle fell into the little part.
What do you think that means?
I think that means either the Tooth Fairy is just hiding it there, or my mom put it there.
Mm. So you think it's possible it's real and not real.
Mm-hmm.
What about Easter Bunny? Is that a real thing?
Probably not. It could be real and he could be not. Like, the Easter Bunny could tell the parents where to hide the eggs, or the Easter Bunny couldn't be real because one time I was awake when my mom put up this clue in my house.
Do other kids think the Easter Bunny
is real? But I know I know the Easter Bunny is not real because... dad told that the Easter Bunny wasn't real and then told me.
But that could just be, how do we know he's telling the truth?
He could be telling a lie.
What about Santa Claus? What are kids' thoughts on Santa Claus being real or not real? Do they ever talk about that?
We're pretty sure Santa Claus is real because there's been sightings of him.
Right, like on the news and stuff.
There's this app that my neighbors have, and it's where it tells you all the houses that have seen Santa.
Mm. Santa tracker kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
What other magical creatures are there?
Mermaids might be real.
They could be real. Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's not real.
How do you know? Lots of sightings.
Well, they're technically... just, like, people in costumes, I bet.
Mm. So do you think, when it comes to Santa Claus, do you think he's actually coming in everyone's house?
Mm-hmm.
Like, down the chimney?
Yeah, except for the naughty people.
He doesn't visit them.
I bet he visits them, he just gives them coal.
Oh. Do you think that's the most magic thing we have in our world, or do you think there's other things that you can think of that are just as magic as Santa Claus?
I think that might be the biggest magic.
I'm trying to think of other magic things that we have. Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy.
Easter Bunny.
There's
Cupid.
Oh, do you think he's... Is that real?
I bet Cupid's not real. Cupid comes on Valentine's Day.
When I was a kid, I went out looking for Jack Frost. You know, that
phrase. Oh, yes!
I thought it was a real person.
I love Jack Frost.
Do you think that's a real thing?
Yeah.
I went out looking for him because I heard my parents talking about Jack Frost, so I went searching for him in the snow.
Only if you believe in Jack Frost, you can see him.
Do you think the boogeyman's real?
No.
Okay.
But he might be. He might give us nightmares.
Do you believe
in... I had 3 nightmares in a row.
Wow. Were they scary?
Yeah.
Are there parts of the nightmares that you enjoy? Because I sometimes like... Yeah. I have dreams I like.
Once I had a nightmare where I was Supergirl's sidekick, and then she brought me to my house, and then there was two people that looked scary to me, and I hid, and then... They weren't scary. They weren't mean at all. They just wanted to play hide and go seek. It was really fun.
Even my bad dreams, I pretty much enjoy all my dreams, and I always find they're kind of fun, like watching a movie. Would you say you enjoy pretty much all your dreams?
Yeah, because sometimes I like them, but sometimes I don't. Like this dream I had where there was zombies coming.
And that was scary. You wanted to get out of that.
Like I had to go to a school with zombies, and then my mom dropped me off. And then she never came back.
When you watch movies like Harry Potter, do you believe that there's magic like that in the world?
I don't like to think about the first Harry Potter. It was creepy. Like when that guy was sucking the unicorn's blood, and then he came up to Harry Potter and was like...
Do you think that kind of magic exists in the world?
No.
What about God and the devil, those kinds of ideas? Do you believe in God, afterlife, or things like that?
Not really.
Do you ever talk about God or religion with your friends or family?
Like, do you mean like the gods like that live on Mount Olympus? Or
just like some sort of higher power that exists out there somewhere?
Not really. But my favorite god is Athena.
Athena.
She's god of war, weaving, like, house things. War, weaving,
So she's tough.
One more thing.
War, weaving, archery? No, that's somebody else.
No, that's Apollo, I think. Yeah, Athena has a story because Athena, when Zeus had a terrible headache and he kept asking, I forgot the god's name, to help him, and he got so mad, he or she struck Zeus's head, and Athena popped right out, already an adult and in armor. And so Athena's Zeus's daughter.
When you imagine things in your mind, like if I asked you to imagine an apple, would you say it's very much like a picture or not at all like a picture?
It's kind of like a picture.
Kind of like a picture?
Mm-hmm.
So if I asked you to imagine like a beach, would you say it's very much like a picture or not much like a picture?
Kind of in the middle.
Kind of in the middle? Okay. Because some people say they can really imagine it like very visual, and then some people say it's not visual at all. So sounds like you're in the middle somewhere. If I asked you to imagine a beach, are there a lot of details or do you just have a general idea of a beach?
It's technically a beach with like people on it and stuff.
Do you ever feel like adults are hiding things from you?
Yes.
Like what?
My dad always has candy. Not all the time, but usually. And he usually puts them in his car, and so I always look in his front seat, and he usually has candy. Like these chocolate vanilla bar things. So it's vanilla in the inside and chocolate on the outside. And then these little heart gummies, they're terrible.
What else? Anything else adult you feel like adults might be hiding from you? Secret
my
knowledge.
My Halloween candy.
Okay. Yeah, they hide that.
Yeah. Last year, my mom kept hiding our Halloween candy and we kept finding it and asking her for hints.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this has been great. I think I'll stop it, unless you want to mention anything else.
No.
This has been the People Who Read People podcast. You can read episode summaries at readingpokertells.video. I don't make any money on this podcast, and I spend a good amount of time on it. If you like it, I appreciate you sharing it with friends on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Music by Small Skies.